Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Another job opening in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, man.
Didn't see that. I'll be honest, it didn't surprise me when I saw the news, but I didn't see it coming after they made the Eastern Conference Finals. Grant McCauley is going to join us in 20 minutes to talk some Braves, as he always does on Wednesdays at 1:20. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well to wrap the show up. Phone lines will be open. My mom texted and said, ask Randy if he's watched Hacks.
I don't think so.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what that is.
Because you were asking for show
recommendations. Yeah, everybody. A lot of people are hitting me up with Moblin. I started watching the last episode yesterday, but I got so busy with the family yesterday, so I didn't get to finish. But I'm all caught up on Moblin, and it is freaking awesome.
Okay,
love Moblin. What's the other one? Neighbors and Friends. Awesome.
Who's in that one?
Awesome show. Abe knows more than actors than I do.
No, I've seen some clips of that one. That one looks pretty good.
Neighbors and Friends, freaking
awesome. I'm saying flip it. I think it's Friends and Neighbors. It's
whatever it is. Yeah.
Who's in that?
It's awesome. That is another awesome show.
Is that the John? It's John Hamm.
John Hamm. That's right.
Oh, dude. Yeah, another awesome freaking show.
Do you want me to read you the Wikipedia description of Hacks?
Let me hear it.
Hacks is an American dark comedy drama.
Okay.
Television series created by a couple people that we've never heard of. It's on HBO Max.
Okay.
Series centers on the professional relationship between a young comedy writer and a legendary stand-up comedian.
Gotcha. All right, Mom. I guess I'm gonna check that one out.
Sound bad.
And then what's the other one that I got to get into, Abe? Because you were telling me the other day you got a second season, and I get so confused with HBO and HBO Max, which is which, or I think it's just Max now. The Agency. Is that what it's called? The Agency? I can't get past.
Yeah, I don't know if that's on Max. Is that might be a Showtime.
But you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah.
The Agency, yeah. Because you were talking about that one.
Have you seen Lioness? I've heard that.
I love Lioness. Okay. Love Lioness.
Why change their name all the time?
I don't know.
Why can't it just be HBO Max?
I don't know.
Or just HBO?
I don't know.
But is there still Cinemax?
I have Cinemax. I told you I got every damn channel, so I think I have Cinemax. I got Cinemax, Max, HBO, Stars.
It's confusing.
Paramount Plus.
Oh, yeah, we got that one.
Max, they changed that name back.
They changed it back.
So it's just HBO Max now.
Oh.
The entity, the Max is not a thing. It's back to HBO Max, which is what it was originally.
Uh-huh.
Then they dropped the HBO and everyone got confused.
But now these are the times whenever they're gone, I always find an old series that I rewatch. Like last time they were gone, I rewatched The Wire.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I love The Wire.
That's great.
I'll give you a couple series not to rewatch.
I watched The Sopranos. Because again, I don't leave the house. Yeah, and then I got TV outside, so I watch it outside. But so I'm trying to think of another good one that I used to watch back in the day, like Homeland. I love Homeland.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to watch Homeland again? I don't think so. Like The Blacklist.
Yeah, there's certain I'll rewatch The Wire.
Yes.
The Wire is you know it's good every time.
Yes.
I'll never rewatch Breaking Bad.
It was I've done it once. Yes.
It was a lot.
Right.
It was like I don't like shows. I like them when I'm watching them the first time.
Right.
But I don't need to go back and feel like that again. It's just a lot. It's intense, man. That's why I didn't watch season two of The Last of Us. Like, in my mind, they made it to that at the end of season one.
Right.
They made it to that little colony, and they all lived happily ever after. Maybe that's why I like watching Disney movies with my kids so much, because they all end happily ever after.
Yes, they do.
There's no season two where the zombies break into the colony and eat their flesh. Because based on what I saw on Twitter, nothing good happened to any of the people in The Last of Us.
I watched Game of Thrones again. So maybe,
that's another one I can't
maybe
watch.
Maybe I might
again.
Watch, what's the one, The Dragons. Maybe I might rewatch that this week.
Oh, just to kind of brush up for when the next season comes out?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but like Game of Thrones is like, it was also shocking. And like, that's what made it for me.
I got it. Prison Break.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
I
great.
Love Prison Break.
You ever watch Justified?
Yes.
That was good.
Love it.
Love Justified.
Love
great.
It. Love it.
Okay.
Love it.
Now
love
we've it. Listed a bunch
okay.
of shows.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Okay. All right. So hold on. Are we about to talk to Brazen? You want to wait till Grant?
Okay, you want to just mention him and then talk about Tom Thibodeau?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so the Braves lost last night by a score of 8-3.
Yeah.
Three big stories in the game, okay?
Okay.
Drake Baldwin continues to rake.
Yes.
He hit another home run.
Correct.
And he threw two runners out, too.
Which was
That's the
impressive.
Most important thing.
Yes.
I do wonder, because they need to do something. I don't know if they're going to do anything drastic. I don't know that firing Matt Tuiasosopo and bringing back Freddy Gonzalez counts as drastic. I mean, they need to make a trade and upgrade the roster. I have to think that Sean Murphy is at least considered.
I got a question, and we'll ask Grant. We mentioned this in the 11 o'clock hour, was because of how they do their platoon outfield, which depending on who's what pitcher's pitching, righty or lefty, do they go that way with these two because you have a left-handed hitting catcher and a right-handed hitting catcher in Sean Murphy?
I don't know. I think that would be a good idea because you'd see more right-handed pitching, so that would be more Drake Baldwin.
Exactly.
Because he's just – I mean, him and Acuna are the two best hitters on the team right now. I understand that it's a position that you can't have two guys playing.
Or are they there?
Maybe they are. Yeah, maybe they've already kind of done that. And maybe they need to do more than that. Like, maybe just let him let him ride the hot streak out and let him play. But again, I think Sean Murphy has value. Like, he's a guy on the team that has value. You would be able to get a return for him from a team that's catcher needy if you were trying to upgrade the left field position or the shortstop position. Because here's the thing. Like, you know, there's a lot of different stuff to complain about. But Verdugo, Allen, Harris, and I like that they put Harris back at nine because why not?
It's
like,
gonna try everything out. We mentioned last week. I was like, just try.
Maybe that's the thing that he needed, although last night it wasn't.
Right.
The seventh inning last night was the most pathetic three outs that I've seen from the Braves all season.
It was, Andy, it was so
It was over before
it was so
non-competitive.
And then that's why I was telling you, like, when I was watching the game and we watched Spencer. And then I'll go and do something again. My family's getting ready to go, so we were all doing something. And I come back, and Spencer's pitching again. So I'm like, hold on. I thought he had three outs already.
Mm-hmm.
That's how fast they got out.
They got through the first three innings, the first time through the lineup. Perfect, by the way. Zach Gallen, who hasn't been pitching well at all.
He had an 8.23 ERA yesterday.
Yeah,
before the game.
Over the last five starts.
Yes.
He went through the first nine hitters in 23 pitches.
Yes.
Like, make him work. Like, what are we doing? Did no one tell him that he's come in struggling? Like, it seems like they're genuinely surprised to know that a guy might be struggling.
Right.
But that seventh inning where Verdugo grounded out the second weekly, Nick Allen struck out looking like any of us. Like, he looked like us at the plate yesterday. And then Michael Harris, I mean, credit to Harris for trying something because he's just not hitting the ball right now. He tried to lay down a
bunt. He tried.
But when it's getting there for Michael Harris, who's shown stretches of legit power and hitting, where he's so desperate to try to get something going that he lays down a bunt with two outs, that's crazy.
Yes, and that was and that's when we talk about, you know, because everybody loves Mike, but he is struggling.
Yep.
And you know how I am with these catchphrases that people want to throw out nowadays, especially y'all old asses like me. it's time we start having a conversation about. We've been having a conversation.
Yeah, we talk about him like every day.
We talk about him every day, okay? So please stop DMing me with that dumbass phrase. Well, Randy, you know it's about time to have a conversation about. He ain't going no damn where.
Yeah, no, Michael Harris.
Mike ain't going nowhere. Yeah. Just like when it was 2 months ago, Randy, it's time to start having a conversation about Ozzie. No. Are y'all stop? And most of y'all old as me. But leading young folk words to the young folks. All right? Y'all old asses are old as me. Just like y'all be hanging out with my kids. I be hanging out with my kids learning them new words, but I don't be texting y'all ass.
I didn't know.
Y'all stop sending me that stuff.
I didn't know you were going to go on a rant about old people using young phrases.
God.
I agree 100%.
God. Because it just happened.
But I also would say, we've been having those conversations. That's literally what we do every day.
So how is that
have conversations
like,
about
no,
these
but
people.
But for some reason, it seems like it's different. When they old lasses said to me, like, my
no,
old
no, no. I know. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I'm just saying them telling you that it's time for us to do that, we've been doing
We've been doing that.
The time.
How is it different in then? That phrase? Because that's a cool-ass young kid phrase.
Yeah, it's a cool way to, yeah. cool way to say
so
it.
So how's that been any different than that? No, he's got to get it going.
He has to.
I mean, he's got right to. Because that's how great that we have seen him. You know, Ronald Acuña is still playing well. We found out the whole thing with Marcelo Ozuna with the hip.
Injury. Yeah, and he still absolutely tattooed that ball in the eighth inning last night. That was just a great play by the center fielder. Credit to him. But Ozuna hit that ball with intention to score two runs. Like, that was a really well-struck baseball. What
was your first thought not like, boy, if that hip was 100, that's out?
Yes.
That was my first thought.
Oh,
that was
that's
mine.
Funny.
That was
mine. I actually didn't think that.
That was mine.
I was like,
definitely was mine.
My thought was, man, he hit it like, absolutely crushed it. Like, he can't hit it much better than that. I guess he could hit it a little bit.
I mean, you're talking about like mine. 3% more, yeah. And that ball's out.
I didn't think
I
that.
I agree. I did the same thing.
That's great. So you made my thing. Experience watching the game somehow now even more negative than it was last night watching it when it was very negative. We'll get Grant in here in about 10 minutes. Let's just spend, we've got about 2 minutes here to spend on what the Knicks did yesterday. They fired Tom Thibodeau after 5 seasons, back-to-back 50-win seasons, and their first trip to the Eastern Conference Finals since the 90s. Not surprised.
Not surprised. I think that, and that's when we talked earlier in the show, I'm like, okay, so it was 3 days ago that they just finished the series and everything. I still think the Pacers were a better team. I do. I don't think it was an upset that the Knicks – I look at it now that we've had the shoulder and talked about it. Did they look at this being an upset? They were upset by the Pacers?
Mm-mm. I think they looked at it. I think they're looking at Tom Thibodeau as a really good coach that took us as far as he can. I think that's how they're looking at it.
Right. But then, if you were ranked coaches in the NBA, would Tom Thibodeau be a top 10 coach?
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I think Tom Thibodeau is a really good coach.
I do, too. So you're telling me that you fired this man, there has to be a plan. And as the day has went on, I know during the back page of Bo A brought out who Phoenix is hired as their head coach.
Yeah.
Guy off of the Cavalier staff. Mm-hmm. Where there's another guy on the Cavalier staff that has ties to Leon Rose.
Yeah,
right?
Johnny Bryan was on the Knicks staff the last 5 years, and then he went to Cleveland for 1 year. They won all those games.
And tell me who hired him?
World Wide West pushed for him to be hired on that staff
by
the
Knicks.
That
just seems like that's it.
It seems like it seems like the likely fit. Now, here's the thing. People's reaction to that is going to be like, you just fired Tom Thibodeau after an Eastern Conference Finals run for Johnny Bryant?
Now, what's Johnny Bryant's relationship?
Yeah.
Because we know this is about the NBA.
We know that. But most people don't. And they're going to be shocked if that's what they do.
What's the NBA's what are the relationships?
How did
Nico Harris get a damn job in damn Dallas as a general manager? You know why? His Nike connection again. Not because he knows how to do the salary cap and all that crap.
No.
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 The NBA is based on max contracts and relationships. That's what it is.
And Worldwide West knows everybody.
He does. He does. That's the thing, though. You can be a top 10 coach in the NBA and not win a championship.
Yep.
Because there's only a couple coaches in the NBA that have won championships. Spoelstra, Kerr.
That are currently hired.
Doc.
That's three. Tyronn Lue.
Lue. Yeah.
Missoula.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it, man. I'm scrolling, trying to see if there's one new one that I forgot about. No, that's it. Now with Popovich being out, And
oh, yeah.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nick Nurse.
And Nick Nurse.
Nick Nurse.
That's
Nick,
right.
Nurse. Nick
Nurse. That's right. Don't forget Nick Nurse. He's in a tough spot there in Philadelphia. Big story was brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. We'll come back. We'll talk some Braves with Grant McCauley, get his thoughts on last night, but also some questions about what they do next. Obviously, ask about the third base coach decision as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on Hump Day. 404-726-0929. You can start formulating your questions now. Maybe you already thought of it early. You do.
Did you see Travis Hunter's interception yesterday?
I did see that video.
Goodness gracious.
And I know I'm, you know, I think I've been like this, but I've been more like this since working with you to try not to overreact to like videos of stuff.
Even from, I got camp. Up my seat.
I know. I was like, holy crap.
Even I jumped up.
What,
my damn
how did he
seat.
Do that? Yes. Like he deflected the ball and then dove all in one motion and intercepted it before it hit the ground. That guy's an absolute monster.
Yes.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. I saw that as well.
Is there a frame by frame guy trying to prove it hit the ground first?
Oh, yeah. Like the guy who at the golf tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Or with the ball.
The guy who gets to call calls CBS and is like, well, actually, Tiger grounded his club. All right. Like we said, we'll get to the AMA in about 20 minutes. Call us, text us, tweet us. We'll answer all of your questions. We've got questions about the Braves, so let's get Grant McCauley in here. Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays at 1:20 to talk Braves. And Some interesting stuff has taken place over the last week, Grant, for sure. I want to get your reaction to the news Monday that they were going to replace Matt Tuiasosopo at third base coach with Freddy Gonzalez. How surprised were you when you saw that?
Yeah, definitely surprised by that, just in a vacuum of, you know, what kind of reunions I expect to see and what kind of reunions maybe that I thought were possible. I didn't really know that, A, Freddy Gonzalez was necessarily looking to get back into coaching. Mm-hmm. I think he was pretty happy working as an umpire auditor for the commissioner's office. He had been on the Orioles staff for a while, the Marlins prior to that. I mean, you know, the Marlins, I guess, is a good example of, even if you do get let go as a manager, you can always come back. And here he is. And, you know, Freddie, for any and all criticisms of his tenure as manager of the Braves, not being able to, you know, win in the postseason and what have you, and all that's fair. I mean, that's how you evaluate managers ultimately. But a great baseball guy and somebody that, based on his friendship with Brian Snitker, if you are going to make a change like this, there has to be a trust factor that what we're bringing in can be better than what change that we're making and who's going out. And I think that the Braves believe that Freddy Gonzalez, with his extensive experience as a third base coach, could come in and just kind of get a few things back on track, and that's why they made this move.
G-Mac, I saw your tweet earlier, and basically you were talking about, you know, what this lineup kind of is. It's a bopping, it's a big run, big hit type lineup. But, I mean, if it's not working, then, I mean, Grant, is this just what they are right now because they're not hitting a long ball, especially with people on base?
It is what they are right now. I don't know that it necessarily portends that they always have to be this way, right, but it's alarming. And that's – like I went back, and you just caught me at a good time because I'm doing a lot of research about this today to write a little bit more about it for the Marietta Daily Journal later. But I looked at the 2023 offense, which I want to put aside and continue to say, at this point, I think we can say that's an outlier because you don't make history every year as an offense. That right. is the very tippy top of where you can be as far as performance is concerned. The Braves hit 307 home runs. 166 of those were solo, 104 were two-run homers, 32 three-run homers, and 5 grand slams. All of that sounds pretty good. Then they went through their downturn last year. They hit 84 fewer homers, but pretty much as far as the ratios are concerned for solo, two-run, three-run, and grand slam, everything pretty much stayed status quo. Then you get into 2025. You got 63 homers, so one per game, which means they're on a pace of 162, which is a drop of nearly 50%. From where this offense was home run-wise 2 years ago. That is a huge downturn for a lineup that is expected to slug. Now, the reasons for that are many. The factors are many. I think you might have seen on social media, Eno Saris of The Athletic, who I had on From the Diamond a couple of weeks ago, has pointed out from MLB's data itself, the ball's not flying as far this year. In fact, it's at its lowest point as far as flying and distance is concerned for hard-hit balls in the StatCast era. That leads me to, once again, question Major League Baseball's infinite wisdom of not having good quality control year to year on the baseball being the exact same and not having these wild variations in swing. So to bring it back, though, the Braves have not hit a three-run homer in 35 games. They have hit one home run with a runner in scoring position in the last month plus now. Yeah. That's simply not going to fly, no pun intended. I mean, you've got to get more power, do more damage with runners on base. And even Austin Riley pointed to this and said, yeah, you know, you look at my average, like it's pretty much where I need it to be, but it's a lot of singles. I'm not doing the damage I need to be doing, and he knows it, and all these guys are aware of it. It's just how you fix it. I just don't know what the answer is. I look at the numbers, and like anybody else, it's baffling sometimes to try to figure out or get to the root cause of this.
Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond. That was when I listened on Sunday, or actually listened back to the podcast on Monday morning, that one home run in May with runners in scoring position was the stat that jumped. Like, there was a lot of numbers that you had on the show that were not great, but that was the one that jumped. I was like, dang, that tells the story. I mean, that I didn't know that. I wouldn't have guessed that, but when you said it, I was like, yeah, that kind of sums it up. Drake Baldwin last night, obviously with another homer. He was the rookie of the month in May. His performance at the plate has been fantastic. He also threw two runners out last night. Threw out a guy at second trying to steal on him, and then snapped out at first and got a guy there too. Do you think that forces their hand a little bit more? Because that was always the thing. It was like Murphy obviously is better behind the plate, better arm, all that. But Drake Baldwin's developed a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, he has, and he's a very well-rounded catcher. His framing rates out extremely, extremely well. He's above average there. He has a good arm. We saw that demonstrated last night. It's what he has done in growth as a catcher is the reason why they were willing and able to bring him up and keep him up this entire time, because they know what they have. It's a complete package. Now, you have that with Sean Murphy. When he is hitting, which he has hit better this year, obviously, than last year, the power component is there. What Murphy does from a game-calling perspective is where I would give the edge to the veteran, but Drake Baldwin is not a slouch. So he's learning kind of a lot of that, you know, those philosophies on the job. He's learning the pitchers as you go as well, but ultimately the Braves have what I would refer to as a first-world problem behind the plate. 29 other clubs would love to have this problem. It's just, how do you get the other guy, the red-hot guy, the rookie of the month, more plate appearances? And unfortunately, and I don't know if we're going to get to this, but I'll just open it up now. If you want to look at Marcelo Ozuna's at-bats and wonder, well, does he need a little bit more time to tend to his hip issue? Would that be a door for Drake Baldwin? Possibly, but I think that they're going to have Ozuna play through this. I asked Alex Anthopoulos about it, you know, just to put some context behind what exactly he's dealing with. And he said, yeah, it is going to hamper him. He is going to have to deal with it. And it is something he's going to have to play through rather than get corrected if he wants to stay in the lineup, which he does.
To piggyback on that real quick, Grant, do you think maybe possibility at the catcher position they could do it like they do out in the outfield as far as righty-lefty type matchups where they're going against right-handed pitcher, you put the left-handed Drake in, or do you think it's going to stay status quo the way it is?
You can, but I think it's going to always be more of a 50-50 thing, because Brian Snitker has said this, and I really do believe it, that the catching position is really more of a two-man job. And that doesn't mean it's a dead heat, you split it 50-50 and that's right. It, but you got to have guys that you trust. It can't just be, all right, we got the one guy, and then the other one, he doesn't really have the same relationships with the pitchers, you know, the ERAs kind of, you know, skyrocket, the confidence level's down, and he doesn't hit. Like, that's not going to work. So, again, the Braves are in a really great position in that regard at catcher, but the playing time could become more fluid. So to answer your question, maybe the answer is yes. They could go to that. They could lean on that, especially when you're a club that needs as much offense as it can get. That can change the math at times, but that doesn't mean that, you know, Sean Murphy's going to be relegated to the soft side of the platoon.
Last one for me, Grant. And Spencer Strider was on the mound yesterday. Velocity still is kind of going up, but it's not where it usually is. Because these games count now, because they're like, well, does he need more, you know, time to whatever, knock the dust or rust or whatever off. But, I mean, do you see them just letting him just work through this, even though these games do count that he's pitching in?
Yeah, because I think if you look down on the farm, you don't really have an option that you look at and feel like this is so much better. Mm-hmm. And then you got tested even more so from an injury perspective with the loss of A.J. Smith-Shawver. I mean, that really took away the flexibility where you might be able to, I don't know, entertain other opportunities or options, if you will, any and all pun intended. But I don't see them sending Spencer Strider to the minors simply to work on stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that for him, and I heard his comments last night after the game, and, you know, he's pretty self-aware that the strength is not quite there, that, you know, the velocity he believes will come, but it's not there yet. But his command is the thing that's a separator right now, that if you're throwing 95, 96, you can get out to the big leagues. Like, that's not a problem, but you can't, you know, put it where he put it yesterday. And clearly the Diamondbacks had a very good plan against him. You have to give them some credit as well.
Why, Kyle?
We only have like 30 seconds left, but I do want to ask just about when we found out about Ozuna's hip and kind of what he's dealing with. Do we know how it happened? Like, you said that he's going to be playing through it, but what is the full scope of the situation that we know?
Yeah, the too long didn't read version is clearly he's been dealing with it since that Toronto series. He got imaging, and they believed it's something he could play through. He's been back in the lineup, but Ozuna himself kind of revealed it, I don't know, over the weekend that, I've been dealing with this tear in my hip, and, you know, I want to be in the lineup, I'm going to be in the lineup. And that's why I asked Alex about it, and, you know, he co-signed it. If it's something that becomes, you know, to the point where he can't run, then I think that they'll revisit that. But right now, it's something he can play through. They need him to play through. He's still one of the best hitters on the club. So you're going to see him, you know, grit his teeth and get through it like a big bear should.
Well done, Grant. Thank you so much.
Appreciate G, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Grant McCauley
only,
there.
Only Grant comes up with that.
92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider.
And then where the hell is rain come from?
It wasn't supposed to rain till tonight.
Okay, you're messing with my dad alone chill time.
Yeah, it's hard.
I had this whole afternoon plan.
Or outside, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Bonk. I'm talking about steaks on the grill.
You got like a Like an umbrella?
You know, I just went and bought one of them tent things.
Oh, great.
Bam.
There you go. I think it's supposed to pass, too.
You better hurry up.
I think so.
Yeah, messing up my damn soloness.
Ozuna did score from second on a
another
blooper.
One of those. Tell me this. When you're watching it, because I know when I was watching, I'm like, is he going to
send him? With the hip? With the hip and everything?
I said the same thing.
Yeah, Freddie was an aggressive sender yesterday.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll get you an AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up and ask us anything. You could text us or tweet us as well. As always, the final hour of the show is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart. RightFromTheHeart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Thanks again to Grant McCauley for always great Braves insight.
I wish you had more time with Grant because I saw just a second ago, I saw 35. We were talking about Chipper Jones earlier because everybody was like, why don't Chipper come back and help him hit? Because Chipper's chilling. Chipper's rich. Can stay drunk and drive four-wheelers for a living. Why the hell would he want to coach a baseball team?
Yeah.
But 35 years ago, he was drafted.
Oh, wow.
35 years ago, Chipper
That's
Jones
incredible.
Drafted.
Yeah, that like, is
Chipper,
incredible.
Oh, Chipper needs to come back. Why is Chipper chilling?
Yeah, man.
y'all leave that brother alone.
Chipper's a Hall of Famer, legend.
Rich as hell.
Plays golf, brown liquor, hangs out.
And four-wheelers.
Yeah, and he comes and does that broadcast once a year, and it's hilarious.
Are you serious? Why would I give that up?
You'd like me to work?
No. How about y'all do y'all damn job?
Try to give some... But it's also got to be really frustrating to be so great.
Because he was.
Having
he
to
is.
Give tips to guys is like, oh, all right.
All right. God.
You just don't get it. Okay.
I told you the clip I saw that one time when Chipper was with a tweet he was talking about. And he was just giving that grown man, nobody to help talk about knowledge about off the tee, how they don't do it no more. But y'all leave Chipper alone. Chipper lives a blessed life.
Yeah.
He does not want to be at Truist Park or on no plane going to God dog on New York City or nothing.
I did see that today. Brian Snitker, I think I read this right in Dave O'Brien's article. Brian Snitker and Freddie Gonzalez are going to go visit Bobby Cox today. Bobby Cox, I think, has only been back to Truist once or twice since he had, you know, had the stroke
right,
that he had back
right.
2019. So they're going to go visit him and because Freddie Gonzalez is back now, obviously mm-hmm. they all worked for him and stuff. So mm-hmm. that's cool. Go say what's up. Maybe Bobby will have some advice.
You think Bobby will get some knowledge?
Yeah. Here's what you got to say to him.
Here's what you got to say to the damn umpire.
Or maybe they'll tape like a message from Bobby Cox and play it to the team, and that'll rally the
troops. They're losing because Brian Snitker does not get ejected enough.
Get ejected.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be Bobby's advice to him.
Yeah, yeah.
You go out there, you throw first base into left field today. Or right field. Whatever. Throw it in left field. That'd be even further.
Oh, whenever you just said it, I always think about that damn manager. You remember the guy who was out there army crawling?
I do.
tossed a little bag.
I just always think of growing up. I mean, people here grew up watching Bobby Cox. I grew up watching Lou Piniella.
Philip Wallman. Yes, you grew up for. Oh, yeah.
Lou Piniella used to take the base off the ground and throw it, kick dirt all over home plate, turn his hat around backwards and turn bright red, spitting at the ump. Like, that was as exciting as a Ken Griffey Jr. home run.
Let you know that you had a long damn night and you don't feel like working.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
Yeah, you're ready to get out of here. But if Snit gets kicked out tonight, maybe that's the word of advice from the great Bobby Cox. I don't know. Anyway, a few phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Any question, any topic. We'll start with Zach in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Zach.
Hey, this is for Abe. Abe, you worked with John and Hugh for a while in the mornings. How are Andy and Randy most like and most different from John and Hugh?
We're both black and one is white.
Black and white. So that's how we're most like.
That's most like. And one was a football player and one is the journalist.
Yeah.
There we go.
And you sit in the same seats as the former football player and the former radio guy.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse than changing seats.
Oh, it sucks.
Dude, I'm like so entrenched
so
right here.
So comfortable.
And I've been sitting here since I worked. Well, when I sit in for Carl, I would have to sit right there.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, no, this is my chair right here.
I haven't sat in that chair probably since I filled in on Dukes and Bell years ago.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, remember, I had to sit in that chair
because the mic stopped working. Yeah.
That threw me off for an hour.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this setup. How are we different, Abe?
I mean, I'm not trying to, like, insult any other, but I was so attentive to what was coming over the air segment by segment. I just don't worry about you guys. like at all. I don't know if that like
that clarifies.
From the non, you guys know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I appreciate that.
I know what you mean.
But yeah, it just.
I know what you mean.
I'm going to start going fricky, though.
You know what? I don't think you have that in you. I don't think I do either.
I don't think so
I love
either.
Listening to him on the weekends, though, just because it is just so opposite of anything that would ever cross my mind.
My boy Frick, man.
It's so entertaining.
He goes in. It is so funny.
It's so good.
There is not a person who comes up with better nicknames than John Frick.
I said it earlier last week, but he's calling Profar Pedfar.
Yes.
Like it's his name.
When I almost ran into the damn wall when he said the noodle arm quitter.
Noodle arm quitter. DoorDash damn dead. This is me telling on myself. I haven't heard it on the weekends, but does he have one for Kirk yet, or does Kirk have to leave first?
I don't know. I think he has one for Kirk.
He called Kirk, Abe? Does he have one?
He called something liar.
Yeah, it's broke down liar.
He got, when I heard freaking say DoorDash Dez, damn near crashed.
There's nothing.
Do you know how that came about?
Yes, I do.
The DoorDash thing.
Yes, but I didn't think about it until he said it. And I was like, you know what, man? You're going to damn hell, Freaky.
There's nothing better than a radio personality who doesn't have anything left to prove.
Don't give a damn.
John Freaky's done the things that he's going to do in this business. He's done a lot of great things in this business. Now he's just
don't give a damn.
He's hanging out, man. Yep.
With the copious amounts of petty that he has.
Oh, yes.
Because he can't get past any of it.
Petty, homerism.
Yes. That's him.
Creativity.
Yes, he is the Kool-Aid guy.
Nothing to lose. It's great. All right, Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so y'all were talking about going to a NASCAR race.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And there's a place that I feel that everybody should experience for like a cultural study, and that is the campgrounds of Talladega. Imagine walking down Bourbon Street, but it's campers, and instead of beads, currency is Bush Light.
Oh,
so right. Do with that as you please. That being said, what sporting event, in y'all's opinion, what party do you go to and a sporting event happens to pop off? Like, I've heard the Indy 500, also crazy, Enfield of Kentucky Derby. What is like a sports party y'all want to attend one day?
Okay.
Interesting. Good question.
Although I did Daytona with the offensive line one year, and it was unreal. It was unreal. I've never seen nothing like that. And I was like one of them because they were talking about it. And I remember my main man, Todd Wade, he's our right tackle from Ole Miss. Todd had four Gatorade things on his shoulders. And they had this big camper. And I just remember I was like, can I go? I was like, yeah, come on, Rook. And so I jump in with him and we go to, and it was, I had so much fun. So much fun. I've been to the Derby. I never did the infield thing because I don't care what nobody says, it's always muddy there. For some reason, it's always muddy and nasty there. But I would love to go to a Premier League soccer match when they win. Not to say because I love me some Liverpool and that crap that happened to them this year.
Yeah.
But that was a goddamn party.
Yeah. I mean, mine's soccer too. It's the World Cup. Like, I want to, and it's coming here.
Yes.
And that would be great. But I want to go, and I will do that. And hopefully we get to be a part of it broadcast wise as far as locations and stuff like that.
Right.
But like a World Cup in Brazil or a World Cup in Argentina or, you know, some of these various different foreign countries that would be really fun to go for the World Cup party. Or, say, Brazil, Argentina, and who else make the Final Four here. That's going to be a party here in Atlanta with folks from there.
I would like to see a world-class track meet in Jamaica.
Oh, good.
I think that would be a fun.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd
be fun.
We went. I've been to the trials. Dude, it is freaking amazing. It's amazing. Real quick, DJ Q said, Randy, bro, I feel you. Said, wife and the youngest are flying out. Okay. And she's headed on her girl's trip and son going on a mission trip to Poland. Hell yeah. I have the house to myself for a week and a half. Whoa. I don't need no rain. You damn right.
Week and a half.
I need it to be sunny. All right. Because me and Nico want to go in the house.
Yeah.
You know I got that couch.
Not till bedtime.
You know I got that couch. I sleep out there.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the porch.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with falling asleep. We got a couch outside.
All right, so according to mine, and this isn't the be-all end-all, this isn't Ella Dorsey or anything. This is just an app. Supposed to rain today. It is, obviously. Well done.
Come on, man.
Thursday, too.
Come on, man.
Supposed to be 89 and sunny on Friday. So that's warm. You can get in the pool, even.
All right.
Saturday, cloudy and 84. Sunday, thunderstorms and rainy.
But I got that big ass tent now, so I can put it over the couch and I can sleep outside.
Yeah, I think you'll be all right.
We got plenty of off candles.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
I need off candles.
Ryan is in Duluth. Hey, Ryan.
Hey guys. Andy, did the weather make Charlotte any more bearable since you missed a couple rainy rounds when you were up there? And Randy saw Bush Light Apple commercial today.
Will you leave me alone? I will never drink it.
I know you won't drink it, but if you have to, gun to your head, Bush Light Apple or Peach Skull, what's your choice?
Oh, no one's ever asked that before.
Well, I was raised on Peach Skull.
Oh, really?
Yes, that was my dip of choice. I was a Copenhagen. I went from Copenhagen, and then, and I he don't mind. I tell my business. Philip Rivers put me on the Skull Mint. And then it was one of the things where we just switching out what I liked, and my Skull of choice was Skull Peach. So, yeah.
Have you ever tried the ones that people like now, the Zins?
Okay. I wanted to ask this question because it seems like it's a big thing now with international soccer players.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I know it's huge with golfers. Golfers love it.
Yes, but I didn't know that. But I saw, like, they were talking about a lot of international golfer players are wearing it because it's a patch.
Like soccer players? Like in-game?
Yeah. Like these little patches that they wear, that they use nowadays. Yeah, I saw that. Like, I started out with pouches. I never dipped ever for my life. Only time I dipped was with Kevin Breedlove. We were coming back from South Carolina. when we rode the bus in South Carolina, they were 0-10 year before they beat our ass. And I remember we sit on the back of the bus and they were dipping. I was like, let me try it, whatever. And I threw up.
Oh, yeah.
And I never dipped again. And I get to California my first week in San Diego, and Chris Dillman and them boy, they were dipping. I'm like,
huh. Wow, you went 10 years in the NFL without dipping?
10 years without dipping. And as soon as I signed with the Chargers, I started dipping.
Country ass Philip Rivers.
Yep, started dipping. What I chose, I sat on, I lived by was the peach.
As for my trip to Charlotte, it wasn't my worst ever trip to Charlotte.
I mean, you didn't come. No,
I didn't get any diseases.
The worst trip from Charlotte. Charlotte got up in your ass, your ass was sick.
It did. Yeah, I got COVID for like a week.
Your ass was sick. Had the lowest COVID case ever.
Yeah, this one was better than
that. Yeah, it got up in your ass.
It rained. It was real muggy up there. Angry air.
Got to be.
Tom is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, Morning Shift was talking the other day about how many games a coach or manager could actually lose for a baseball team.
Yeah.
So my question is, you know, we have WAR stats for a baseball player.
Huh.
Why do we have a WAR stat for a manager like Gonzalez versus Tui? What do you think that WAR would be?
That's interesting.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
Know me, Monk. I don't give a damn about your my boy Rob Tribble. Your WAR. As my boy Rob Tribble would say. Your WAR.
It's just one of those things where I don't know. It would be really hard to track, like, what is – some of the stuff Tui was doing was obviously very bad,
right?
Like, some of the egregious mistakes, I think, are obvious. But, like, the ones that work versus the ones that maybe you should have done something different, maybe you should have sent them when you didn't, I don't know. Like, that kind of stuff would be really hard to say.
Well, did Freddie get credit for sending Olsen yesterday?
Right, exactly.
Like, you know what I mean?
He was safe. If it was a good throw, he would have been out by 10 feet. I mean, so
wouldn't Acuña gun down same by thing mile on and Friday ball pops out the glove?
Exactly. Same thing on Friday with Acuña. So is it just based on the result? Or
yes.
Is there more to
but
it?
But you know, everything is based on results.
Is it right?
Yes.
Exactly.
Based on results.
So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question, but I like the idea of it. We should have a WAR for managers.
But that's what we should have, and we should, because WAR kind of is like accountability, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should have that for a lot of things.
I think so too.
Yes.
I also think like
my boy, who's the accountability police who calls up here?
Oh, yeah. The guy that holds us accountable.
Yeah,
I forget his name.
Randy, you remember back in 2019 when you had said.
Who holds you guys accountable when you're wrong? I guess you do. He's the one. He's listening. If not for not entertaining enough of you will change the station and then we'll be held accountable by getting fired.
But not from the facts that I had just got about us. Monument. Damn, we're good at this. We're good at this radio stuff, Andy.
So far, so good.
We're good at this radio
stuff. So far, so good. Abe wants us to stop, though.
Yeah, we're good at this
radio. But we're so good. Why do you want us to stop?
Yeah, we're so good at this radio stuff. And we thank you all.
Takeaways of the day.
And we thank you all so much, because without y'all, that's not possible. But damn, we're good at this stuff.
There's so many of you out there lately.
Okay. This like monumental. Never seen before. All right. So this is one from yesterday that I forgot. Andy likes Messi, Stephon Diggs. And I wrote it down and I forgot about it. And Freddie is an aggressive sender.
He is.
Yes.
For just $9, you can get 12-month subscription to the Marietta Daily Journal. You can read Grant McCauley over there. I'm going to get one.
If you gain too much weight, that chain will become a choke collar.
You don't want that. Unless you do. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.